Happy Monday, listeners. This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in emerging technology. On the news for the broadcast today, SpaceX rocket was shown this past weekend that one day may carry humans to Mars. YouTube is experimenting with ways to make its algorithm even more addictive. And why we can't trust AI built on deep learning alone. Get your hands in, join in on the fun, subscribe to Rethink Tech, and let's get started with our newscast. In the news to start off, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk gave a presentation on the development of the company's rocket Starship, which is intended to fly passengers to Moon and Mars. And this was presented in Saturday in Boca Chica, Texas, in front of a huge prototype of the rocket itself. Now, a little bit about this Starship. It's a beast. It's over 165 feet, that's 50 meters tall, with three SpaceX reusable Raptor engines attached to its base. It weighs about 1,400 tons when loaded with fuel, and combined with its super heavy booster, it will be the largest and most powerful rocket ever made. Now, that's a pretty bold promise, as Elon Musk claims a rocket will be tested in 1 to 2 months and carrying its first passengers at some point next year. The first test will see Starship flying up to 12 miles before returning to Earth, he said, and his long-standing ambition is to take humans to Mars. So now a little bit of shade thrown this past weekend because of this presentation. Not everyone seemed so delighted at the big reveal, right? NASA's administrator Jim Bridenstine responds with an arc tweet taking an aim at a lack of focus on NASA's commercial crew program. So we'll like to see where Starship stands within 1 to 2 months from now when they start testing. And then 2020, we're going to see people in Mars? Oof, that's crazy. Next up on the news, YouTube is experimenting with ways to make its algorithm even more addictive, like it already wasn't, right? Let's go down the rabbit hole of YouTube tonight. Publicly, the platform says it's trying to do what it can to minimize the amplification of extreme content, but it's still looking for ways to keep users on the sites. This report was by Karen Howe. Now, the context of this whole background is YouTube is second only to Google in web traffic, and it's 70% of what users watch is fed to them via its recommendation algorithm. In recent years, this influence has come under heavy scrutiny as it, you know, seems to reward the most extreme and controversial videos, helping to radicalize people. So the mismatch here is in public, YouTube says it's working on it, but a new paper from Google, which owns YouTube, seems to suggest otherwise. It proposes an update to the platform's algorithm meant to recommend even more targeted content to users in interest of boosting engagements. So the response has recently been pretty heavy, and several experts who reviewed the paper say that changes could have like preserve effects, right? Fostering even more isolated communities and potentially pushing users towards videos of children or misinformation. However, YouTube disagrees. So we'd like to follow up on this soon and find out what's happening next. Now, next up on the news is why we can't trust AI systems that are built on deep learning alone. The puncturing hype is NYU's professor Gary Marcus is not impressed by the hype around the deep learning community that's been going around. And he thinks that an overemphasis on it could lead to its demise. Although it may be good at image or speech recognition, it fails short on tasks like understanding conversations or casual relationships. Now, the answer to this is to create more capable, safer machines, deep learning needs to be combined with other methods, according to Marcus. Why? Because an AI system that doesn't understand context could lead to dangerous consequences. We've already seen this in job application systems that perpetrate discrimination or self-driving cars that have already crashed. Now, if you go back to one of my earlier podcasts, my 2 cents on digital transformation, it kind of goes back to this conversation of seeing how we're building an ecosystem, not just an internal one-piece system. So deep learning can't just work on its own and it can't just build artificial intelligence. You need machine learning, you need other systems to work a part of the ecosystem in order for all of these individual systems to work together. Now his argument is really strong in his book, Rebooting AI. Marcus and his colleagues, Ernest Davis, says he will eventually reach artificial intelligence, we will eventually reach artificial general intelligence, and argues that it will be a positive development. So take a look on this. Let me know what you think. How are we going to go with AI? Is it going to be an ecosystem, just a system? Where is AI even headed in the next few years? Let me know. Post past some snippets, read some comments, anything you got for me. Show me what you got. Tell me what you got. And let's move on to the top 10 must reads for today. Now, I've combined the internet to find you today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories about technology. And we'll kick it off with number one. A U.S. judge has ruled that Tesla broke labor laws. Elon Musk's tweet must literally come back and bite him in the ass. Yet again, because now the U.S. judge thinks that Tesla broke the labor laws. Number two, Vladimir Putin may decide that the future of genetically modified babies. Yikes. Putting that in the hands of Vladimir Putin. Number three, human beings would survive climate change and a nuclear war. What? Now, we're more likely to be wiped out by an asteroid, yet few of us worry about that, which is scary. The statistics prove that there's a higher chance of being killed by an asteroid than climate change. Now, space agencies are working together to deflect any potential future killing asteroid in Earth. So that's okay. We're safe. Number four, Venezuela may be turning to Bitcoin to get around sanctions. It's all a part of escaping the dominance of the dollar. Ugh, the dollar, the fiat, get away from it. Number six, drag queens are using live stream platform like Twitch to reach new audiences. Well, I mean, obviously YouTube's kind of saturated and, you know, drag queens kind of have their motto already on there. So why not start to look for other platforms? I know TikTok is a big platform, up and coming. Gary Vee talks about it all the time, but look at these drag queens taking advantage of the live stream platform on Twitch, which is Amazon bought and Amazon owned. Now, they're dealing with trolls in the sassiest way possible as well, because obviously they're going to get a shit ton of trolls on Twitch. And women who stream on Twitch face constant harassment. Interesting. Number seven, clever materials make it easier to pull clean water from the air. So-called dew harvesting could be practicality in a lot more places very soon. Interesting. Water is the issue. It's hard to get clean water, but if we can just get it from the air and have some technology that can actually automate that and process that in these low-level forms of industries and world that we have in, we could make something happen here. Number eight, sex robots won't go mainstream, but sexy AIs just might make it. Now, Henry doesn't need to have a body to talk dirty to you, which is Henry, the new AI that's supposed to be sexy. So check it out. It's on wired.com for your latest article read. Number nine, a dog walking startup raised $200 million and then things fell apart. Wag, which you probably heard is a app kind of like Uber where you can get someone to really get your dog walked or dog babysat, really. Let's say if you're home at work or if you're home and your dog's at work, you're at work and your dog's at home. But let's say that's happening and you are stuck at work and you can't get home. Well, you need your dog to be walked. So you set up a whole key lock system and get your dog walked with the Wag app. So now Wag is a perfect demo of the risk involved with a VC backed up. That's explosive growth, right? Like, how do you maintain that scalability of growth and still be backed up by NBC and still have that paid, right? It's other people's money at the end of the day. And last but not least, number 10, bats have become very popular among influencers. Yes, I said bats, like showers, like taking a bath. What? And naturally, that means that they are trying to sell you expensive stuff in a bath. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Bath bombs are a huge trend, and now they have taken over the influencer world. So that's it for the top 10 for today. Let's end the news with a great quote for today. An anonymous poster on 4chan calls for people to try to unmask the whistleblower who helped spark the impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. And this was his quote, beautiful quote, great way to end Monday. Time to rise up. Your president has asked for your help. That is great. Also, thank you so much for subscribing, like, share. We are Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in emerging tech. Have a good Monday, y'all.